From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. President Obama will discuss his vision for manned spaceflight at the Kennedy Space Center in Florida today. And as NPR's Mara Liasson reports, some former astronauts don't like it at all.
Three former astronauts, including Neil Armstrong, the first person to walk on the moon, say the president's plan is devastating. It would cancel a program that would have sent astronauts back to the moon. But Press Secretary Robert Gibbs says that an independent commission found the program wasn't worth it.
The programs were years behind schedule, massively over budget. In fact, the commission itself found that the idea of going to the moon under the timetable prescribed was unexecutable. That's their word.
But Gibbs says the president will outline a plan that will create 2,500 space-related jobs in Florida and ultimately send humans to Mars. Mara Liasson, NPR News, The White House.
West Virginia Governor Joe Manchin is shutting down mines in his state tomorrow for inspection and evaluation after the explosion at a Massey energy mine that killed 29 people. President Obama is set to announce more federal mine inspections, and a congressional analysis of mine safety records identifies 48 mines that escaped tougher federal scrutiny because the industry clogged the safety inspection system with appeals. NPR's Howard Berkus reports that the listed mines include the Upper Big Bend mine, the site of last week's explosion.
The list also includes other Massey Energy coal mines identified in an NPR News investigation as having higher injury rates than the national rate. All the mines would have come under tougher federal scrutiny if they hadn't appealed so many safety citations. House Labor Committee Chairman George Miller compiled and released the list, accusing some mine operators of gaming the system and avoiding tough scrutiny by filing appeals. The industry says it uses the appeals process to challenge citations that are unjustified. The Mine Safety and Health Administration responded by saying the agency will increase enforcement for any mine with increased hazards, but it did not respond to questions about the appeals backlog and diminished scrutiny at that Massey mine in West Virginia hit by a deadly explosion last week. Howard Berkus, NPR News.
And that mine is the Upper Big Branch mine in West Virginia. Home foreclosures are at a record for the first quarter of this year, according to a company that tracks them. And real estate agent Eric Stewart of Rockville, Maryland, thinks because there are so many troubled mortgages out there, the housing market will not pick up anytime soon.
This market right now looks to me like it's about to go into another recession just because of the volume of homes. You just cannot continue to digest these kinds of numbers in a national basis, which is really what we're talking about.
A slowing pace of foreclosures now appears to be reversing as tax credits and foreclosure moratoriums expire. This is NPR News. Civil rights pioneer Benjamin Hooks has died. He directed the NAACP for a number of years from 1977 to 1992 and reinvigorated the organization and the civil rights movement. Hooks created a program bringing businesses into economic development projects in black communities, and he worked to expand employment opportunities for blacks in Major League Baseball. Benjamin Hooks was 85 years old. He died at his Nashville, Tennessee home after a long illness. The Secretary of Veterans Affairs is on Capitol Hill today. NPR's Tom Bowman reports that retired Army General Eric Shinseki will talk with senators about the Veterans Administration budget for next year and VA priorities.
The Obama administration wants to spend $125 billion on veterans next year. That's $11 billion more than this year. Some of that money will provide more specialized care for traumatic brain injuries and post-traumatic stress disorder. Another issue, homeless veterans. The VA has pledged to eliminate the problem and plans to set aside hundreds of millions of dollars for more counselors and housing assistance. Other issues expected to come up today, women veterans. Women now account for about 14% of the U.S. military. Secretary Shinseki has said these women need more services, from specialized medical care to counselors who can deal with the lingering effects of sexual assaults. Tom Bowman, NPR News, Washington.
The Labor Department reports that the number of newly unemployed people signing up for unemployment benefits rose sharply for a second straight week last week, and that suggests that jobs are still hard to come by even as the economy shows some signs of recovering. I'm Paul Brown, NPR News, Washington.